Central Virginia's source for full coverage of the 2023 General Assembly. Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
If you live on well water, it's time to get a test.
Absolutely, because if you just because you've got clear water coming out of your tap for your well doesn't mean it's clean or it's without contaminants.
Claribel Wheeler was on from the Virginia Cooperative Extension to explain how to get your test from the Extension office.
And their main office is out on 5th Street Extended, south of 64. The police headquarters are there. There's a little circular drive, and all you have to do is fill out your application now, which you can do online, and pay the $65. And I will tell you, that's a bargain.
Charlottesville and Albemarle County are working to smoothly dissolve their partnership on KTAC by July of 2024. The Charlottesville-Albemarle Technical Center will soon become the Charlottesville Area Technical Center when the city takes full control of the school. The divisions are working together on accounting, personnel, programming, infrastructure, technology, and more ahead of this transition. Charlottesville announced in February it would buy out Albemarle's share of the technical school.
Virginia's 6th District Congressman Ben Klein weighing in on the legal proceedings going on in New York that may or may not wind up with a grand jury indicting former President Trump and the actions of District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Bragg consistently bragged about reducing felonies down to misdemeanors time after time. Now he's seeking to use a novel legal theory to elevate the crime he's accusing Donald Trump of committing to a felony. So it's a double standard that is we're seeing more and more of.
Many of Virginia's congressional delegation voted in favor of the Parents' Bill of Rights, H.R. 5. Morgan Griffith said it's time to step in for parents. But one congressman, Bobby Scott, spoke on the floor against the bill.
It's just a list of things that most parents can do anyway. No money for actual parental involvement. Those amendments were defeated.
After winning in walk-off fashion in the bottom of the ninth and tenth innings yesterday, today's UVA baseball game against Florida State has been moved to 4 p.m. with the threat of inclement weather in Charlottesville. Ticket holders for this game will have their tickets honored. However, if you cannot make the 4 o'clock first pitch, contact the UVA ticket office, and they'll work on getting you tickets to another game.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast is next on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Central Virginia. Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast has a line of showers passing through this morning with some sunshine coming out throughout the afternoon. A second line of rain moves through right around dinner time before skies clear up for the end of the weekend. Highs today are in the lower 70s. We'll climb into the middle 70s on Sunday, approaching 70 on Monday. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist A.J. Willey on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.